Welcome to the M3 Podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here.
Hey, M3 family. Welcome back to another episode of the M3 Podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree. I got myself in Hawaii now, and I am with my friend Blair. I've been hosting her here for the last week, which has been so much fun. She wanted to come out to Hawaii already. I told her, just come meet me. I'm already going to be out here. She just wanted to be a friend in the adventures. I totally get it. If my friends are out traveling the world, I want to go and meet you. So if you're out there, if you're across the world and you're having so much fun, please invite me. I want to go. I am all about experiences, adventures, and just being in the moment for all the beauty that the world has to offer. So Blair is somebody who I see can capture that moment in her camera lens. She's an amazing professional photographer. She shoots for the company Blenders. Blenders Eyewear is a big sunglass company based out of San Diego, California that has reached all over the United States now. Thank you, Coach Prime, for that. So she's out here doing a lot of our Hawaii lifestyle photography and shooting one of the girls, Tina Cohen, which she just got married to Jamie O'Brien, and I'm excited for that. I think we're shooting that tomorrow, and I'm saying we as in I'm just going to go hang out, but she's going to go shoot that tomorrow. We're going to go hang out, and I'm really happy that she's here for a few more days to have her trip extended and to make it a work trip too. I mean, why not? That's a huge trip and I'm saying trip and tip at the same time, because if you can make a trip into a work expense, that is your tip right there. That's how you get things paid for, that you get to experience and be a part of and immerse yourself in whatever situation it is based off of wherever you get located in the world. So if you are on a trip and somebody sends you to, let's just say, San Diego on a trip, or somebody sends you to Mexico or Hawaii, then you need to make sure that you're getting yourself all the opportunities that are available to you. Don't just go out there and go to work. And I have a podcast episode out with Anthony Burton, who is another professional photographer, a friend of mine. And I ask him about that. And he says, I've been to Mexico. I've been to many different places and never saw outside of the studio. I never saw those places. I never got to experience them. And so I went on a photography, it almost felt like a photography retreat, but a photography adventure or experience with a huge team in Kauai last April. So a year ago this time. And these people understand what it takes to make models feel comfortable, make photographers feel comfortable, create a team, create flow, create magic. All of that is because we're immersed in the culture and the city and the experiences, like falling on hikes together to go to the waterfall to go take pictures, or our car got overheated, or things happen like flat tires. Like, you know, we've had so many random things happen that we've bonded together as a group. It's kind of the same thing where if Blair was out here in Hawaii and she didn't get that local experience, or she didn't get to even just see what the culture is like, did she even really go to Hawaii? Did she even really get to experience this? And so now it's been really cool because I feel like somebody who is in the process of moving here and treating her like a visitor coming to see her friend who's a local. So I picked her up from the airport, brought her back to my house. I'm staying at a family friend's where she is somebody that I've known for a long time. And then Blair also is connected to these people as well. So funny, the small world. And I said, hey, the house I'm staying at is a photographer's house. You two would probably want to meet. I think it'd be really cool for you guys. You probably have a lot to talk about. Camera lenses, camera talk, who knows? Turns out her boss is really good friends with our host family, right? So the people who are hosting us. And just really cool to see how when you're looking for things that remind you, am I on the right path? Am I doing what my heart says I should go for? These are the little signs. These are the little synchronicities that remind me, like, yeah, we are on the right path. We're doing what is best for the process of life, right? So if you ever question, is moving right for me? Is taking that job right for me? Should I go on that trip? If you find the little synchronicities, if you find the signs, if you're looking for them, if you ask for them, they will be there. They will all be there. Pay attention to it. And in the last solo episode I had mentioned before, actually, I think I might have mentioned it in the interview episode, but I think it was the last solo episode where I had mentioned the secret, right? So we talked about how things magnetize or attract to other people. So if you see an opportunity, take advantage of it. That's something that Gabby taught me on the trip to Thailand and Indonesia. She even said it first in Thailand, you're going to snooze, you lose. Like, that's the energy of this place here. You've got to take advantage. You need to speak up. If you have a question, go take advantage of the opportunity. If you see a moment, we're meeting people constantly, we might not meet them again. So if you see someone and you have a connection, go connect right away. Don't hesitate. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't say, maybe I'll see them later. Like, no, go take that connection and go make something out of it. Take action on it. That's how we spark so much magic in this world, whether it's relationships, career opportunities, environmental changes, right? Socializing. This is all the beauty of what makes the complex human nature so complex, right? So it's like we get to see all of these patterns in life. We get to see all of these opportunities come and go in different forms. And we just need to figure out which one is ours to pick up. What is our opportunity to take with us? So something I noticed that I've been telling myself is my narrative while I've been out here. And I learned a lot about narrative changes over the years through personal development, different coaches, different courses, right? But when I was on the retreat just a little over a week ago, the retreats that I come out here on called Uproar Fitness are so special to me. And if you haven't, please go to North Shore, go to an Uproar Fitness retreat. It's just one day, 6 hours. And go take time for yourself. Go take care of yourself. Or if you can't make it out to Hawaii, I mean, I make a whole retreat out of it for the week. And just that is the one day that I'm there. But I still go and work out there every day. I still go and experience other parts. I go get massage therapy or body work done. I go treat myself to healthy meals. I detox, right? Those are things that you can do. You can go spend time by yourself, journaling, writing, meditating, doing yoga, taking the time to yourself, taking the workout classes, going to breath work, getting massage therapy, right? There's cold plunge and sauna here at the house that I'm staying. Like, you can do all the things that make it feel like you're on a retreat. Can you implement that into your home? Can you implement that into your daily lifestyle? Can you find a way to take 10 minutes and create a little mini retreat for yourself every single day? If 10 minutes is all you got, take it. If you can stretch a half an hour, most people take advantage of doing the 1 hour workout in the morning, right? Can you do something right after that hard work to condition your body and say, look, I'm so proud of you. You did this for yourself. You poured love into yourself, hard work, all of these things. I'm so proud of you. Let's go reward you. And it doesn't need to be a reward with food. It can. It doesn't need to be a reward for the same thing with working out. Punishing yourself and making yourself work out more is not the way to be. I couldn't tell you how many times I was a girl that punished myself for whatever I ate and then would go and make myself run an hour, go make myself do 2 hours on the elliptical, another half an hour on the Stairmaster, whatever, and then go and do an hour walk that day, right? That's not proper reward punishment for yourself. And I don't really encourage doing rewards and punishments for food. I encourage them to be other things that are mentally stimulating. Not just emotionally, but mentally stimulating too. Remind yourself, like a little kid, you don't get rewarded by having the ice cream party at the end of the year, right? You get rewarded by being praised and being conditioned to know that what you're doing is right, that your hard efforts are being rewarded and acknowledged for just the praise in itself. Complimenting somebody for their hard work is also something you can do on your part. But back to these retreats that I had mentioned, going off on my own tangents. I had mentioned this retreat being something that we talked about the narratives. And I love the circle part of these retreats where we sit down and we share something that's going on in our lives, being vulnerable, we open up. This is where we build the circle of trust with our women's circle. So we have our women's circle, we all sit down, and our prompt, we've had prompts like, when you have a baby, when you're a flamingo, you lose the color pink. You no longer are a pink flamingo after you have a baby. What makes you keep your color pink, right? As a woman, as a mom, as anybody. Another one was, I know so many people in this world to bond over trauma. And we tend to go on vent sessions, and those are healthy, right? Hold the space for people. But rather than sitting in the suffering with someone and bonding over that, we got to all sit in a circle and talk about our rising. And our rising is the hard things that we've done to tell ourselves and to prove ourselves and to show ourselves that we've got our own backs, that we can pick ourselves back up, that we can start over, that we can do it. And so I love these different prompts. And this one was, what is the narrative you tell yourself when you are going through a tough situation and you feel like it's really going to be hard? You might not get it done, right? You might not accomplish whatever goal or stressful part. What was the hardest part, right, that you can pick out and point out and talk about, whether it was in the day, in the retreat? Like, a lot of people talked about the difficulties of cold plunging and how they had to pep themselves out of it. For you, what are the things that you tell yourself? What is a narrative you tell yourself to get yourself through those tough situations? And I know this to be such an easy question. You could tell a lot of girls were kind of dancing around it. Some were mentioning it. Some were like, hey, you know what? Talking to themselves in third person. You got to get yourself out of bed, right? Like me, Bree, get your ass up, get out of bed. You are the only person who's going to do this to yourself, who's going to wake yourself up to get the things done. So somebody's got to do it. Go get your ass out there and go do it, right? That's one way. The other way is, I've seen this to be something that's knowing, right? So that to me is, you talk to yourself, right? Like a big sister, a big brother, your higher self, and you treat yourself that way. And sometimes it gets even harder, and there's other voices that might take over. So it's cool, right, when you hear yourself and you know those things. But what do you do when it gets even deeper? When the struggles get even harder? When the work gets more challenging? The goal gets closer? And you feel like you're about to give up? Doing bodybuilding competitions, I feel like we're that mental conditioning and preparation to get me into being a business owner, into being a facilitator for other people to help themselves in whatever way, shape, or form that is. And I know my narrative has transitioned and changed through every cardio conditioning session I had, through every workout, through every meal I prepped for myself. It was a constant, slow, steady progression that said, Bree, you want this? Show yourself how bad. What is it going to take for you to get the job done, to do the things you want, to be successful, to win your pro card? What are all the things you want? How bad do you really want it? And I'm really happy that the way that I talk to myself still is an ongoing conversation. So right now, as I'm saying those questions out loud, I'm already hearing the answers in my head. And if you remember, if you go back and you listen to another podcast episode, I talk about sex and communication intimacy with Dr. Luz. Go back and look at that episode with Dr. Luz. Her and I explain that communication is not just about talking. It's about listening. So, right, I sit here, I ask these questions, I literally just did a journal yesterday on the beach where all I did was sit and write and ask questions. Everything. I wrote a whole few pages of just questions to ask myself, because I knew as I was asking those questions, the voices and the answers were going to pop up. And so my goal is sit with those answers, sit with the voices that are talking, listen to them, pay attention, right? Don't just listen, pay attention, and then ask more questions. I love hearing this quote, that the quality of our life depends on the quality of our questions. I've never forgotten that one. And I believe that to be so true. You sit down and you have a first date with somebody and you're wanting to get to know them. The two of you are probably so nervous and so shy, you don't even know how to ask each other questions, right? So it becomes an awkward dinner. Who makes the first move? Who's thinking what? What's going on in, you know, do they like me? What's going on in their head, right? So you've got to communicate. But you also need to ask questions. So this is the part of the communication where you speak, you ask. But 50% of that is also willing to receive the information, to listen, to hear the answer. So pretend like that date was no longer with two shy people, but with two people who were really curious to know one another, who are really excited to dive deeper into a conversation and learn about each other. That's the beautiful part of intimacy that a lot of people tend to forget, is that we want to feel heard, right? We want people to hear us. But we've also got to do our part in being there and listening to them too. So I'm curious for you all, because I drive this back to that retreat again, and the narrative that I tell myself when I'm going through tough times is the only way you're going to get through it, or the only way you're going to get over it is to go through it, right? The only way you're going to get past it is to go through it. So I tell myself, Bree, sit down, do the work, get the job done. If you find that pocket of opportunity, because this is also the other cool part. If anybody's ever heard of Einstein Time, I'm just finishing up the book, The Big Leap, and Einstein time is something I want to talk about on its own episode. We can make as much time as we want, as much time in the world as we want. And that seems unbelievable because we're so used to the time of society. We look at the clock and that's what we think the time is. We look at 1 minute go by and we think that's what time, how time works. But I can't wait to talk about Einstein time, and I'm taking full advantage of that. So just hear reference to it. Or go read the book, The Big Leap. And if you are someone who likes to procrastinate or needs to get something done, find your pocket of opportunity. Find your 5 to 10 minutes where you feel really energized and focused. And you can go tell yourself, hey, I'm going to go channel in this work right now and just knock out little chunks here and there. I think we get so overwhelmed and stressed out looking at the big picture. We don't remember to chop up our projects or the things that we need to get done into smaller pieces, right? Maybe writing a book might be such a big project. But rather than looking at the whole book and saying, I could never write a book, why can't you piece it up by section? Why can't you piece it up by chapter? Why can't you start with the outline? Why can't you write one page at a day or one page at a time each day? You write a page a day, in 1 year you would have a 365 page book. That's 1 year you can write that. You want to speed it up a little bit? You can actually do voice notes. You can talk just like I'm talking in a podcast. It's very easy to write a book by audio and speaking your words out. Go back, edit them, have an editor take care of them. These are just little things. I'm going on my tangents, but I pray that you all find your narrative, figure out what it is you're missing your opportunity on at this very moment, and go grab it. Go take that opportunity and make it yours. Be successful. Do the hard work. change your narrative, and prep yourself for a better tomorrow. I love you all. Again, I'm excited to be here in Hawaii. I'll probably be pumping out another couple episodes while I'm out here. And I will be having Melody Kramers on our next interview episode for Monday. She is an amazing cycle syncing expert and talks. We have a whole girl talk. We talk about relationships. We talk about our periods. We do the whole thing. So if you're here for some girl talk and you want to hear two girls giggle it out, I'm really happy that I actually flew back home to San Diego to have this interview, I believe about a month ago, just because we needed to have this one in person. Her and I live in the same building, so it's really nice when you get to talk with your neighbor and just sit with them on the couch over a cup of tea and shoot the shit, right? So I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day wherever you are doing what you're doing. Go love on yourself today. Go change your narrative. Go ask yourself deeper questions and improve the quality of your life.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.